And now for the second part of the four-part late-night tale story, Flat of Angles, written by Simon Cleary and read by me, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is there any more drink round here? Do you have any? It's all right, I haven't been to bed yet. I'm not drinking in the morning. Swear I had a couple of... No, I think I had them before I headed out last night. I sometimes feel like I'm in the 1980s, or perhaps it is a part of my mind form watching EastEnders with my family, lying back on the green velour sofa, looking out at the sodium lights of the A505, hands fiddling with the clasps on the tarnished aluminium of the secondary double glazing, thinking, imagining romantic futures set out for me by songs from Top of the Pops, twisted by lyrics of Genesis and Starry, Starry Nights. Paint your palette blue and grey, red and gold are royal colours. Yeah, yeah, industrial estate. Instead, Anyway, like I say, it was great. I was waiting in the corridor to go to the toilet, standing right in front of the door. It opened and this girl was standing there. I was a little shocked, hadn't expected it, and jumped a little. She did the same thing a second later, smiling. I tilted my head to the left, about to speak, and looked sympathetic. And she tilted her head right. I raised my right hand, she raised her left. I put it back down by my side, straightened my head, and she did the same. "I'll be your mirror," she said. Nothing else existed for a second there. I felt calm and wanted no more. Then some chump who'd slunk up the corridor goes, "Oh, that is so cute." I barged past and slammed the door, shot the lock across.